Matt Flynn Direct is an independent production and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy! Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And as always, we're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. And I'm going to finish up with the comments by Dick of Madison, who just called in, talked a little bit before the break, but it had to do with Ron Johnson. Ron Johnson, the senator. My name is Ron Johnson. I come from Wisconsin. I work for Moscow there. Ron Johnson's betrayed our state, betrayed our country in many, many different ways. Dick of Madison brought up the point that Ron Johnson is cozy with the Russians. Well, he's been over there. He's there, I think, on the 4th of July or sometime in the summer. The right wing of the Republican Party is getting cozy with the Russians. The NRA is very cozy with the Russians. Trump's cozy with the Russians. Ron Johnson's cozy with the Russians. What's with the Russian thing? I'll tell you what, Dwight Eisenhower was not cozy with the Russians. Neither was Harry Truman or John F. Kennedy. Neither was Ronald Reagan. Neither were George H.W. Bush, George W. Bush. Neither were Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, but Trump and the NRA and this branch of the Republican Party are mighty cozy, mighty cozy. Ron Johnson's the one who was asked what he thought about the CIA and the FBI when their intelligence showed that the Russians had hacked into our computers. He said, I don't trust the CIA and the FBI. I don't trust them. They reported to him. He was the chairman of the Subcommittee on Homeland Security in the Senate at the time, and he knifed his own people. He said, I trust Trump. Trump trusts Putin and the KGB. Putin was KGB, you know. He was a colonel in the KGB. Nickname was the Moth, the brutal murderer. Why is Ron Johnson representing Wisconsin? He is not representing Wisconsin. He's representing Russia. Representing Trump. Why is he senator from Wisconsin? He bamboozled people. He beat Russ Feingold twice. Well, we'll have a different nominee now. He can't be permitted to continue as senator from Wisconsin. But he also just came out the other day and said that he's not been vaccinated. He's not going to be vaccinated. And he doesn't think people should be vaccinated. Anybody. Unless they're, quote, vulnerable, end quote. And what he has done by saying that is shameful, because when you're a U.S. senator, some people will pay attention to you. And the affluent people in the Republican base, the donor base, aren't going to pay attention to him. They don't want to get COVID. They're all getting vaccinated. But what he did was he gave a reason and guidance to people in the Republican Party who are not in the wealthiest part of the donor base. And they are the ones that are going to pay the price. And we're going to pay the price. Because not only will some of them get sick, but they will be essentially a breeding herd for the coronavirus variant. One of the reasons for herd immunity, which we aspire to, is that the variants don't have a playground to reproduce in, i.e. people's bodies. But if a lot of people don't get vaccinated because of people like Trump and Ron Johnson, that's a pool of people for the variant to evolve, variants. And at some point, we're going to have a variant that isn't stopped by Moderna and Pfizer. And we're going to need more than a booster shot to get rid of it. Ron Johnson has hurt the country. Ron Johnson has hurt the state. Now, normally with a senator, you want somebody who helps the country and helps the state, cares about the country, cares about the state, and the Democrat and Republican who run against each other try to show that they're better than the other one. Here we have somebody who actually is intent on hurting our state and our national interest. This is not a tough decision. Call him up. He won't talk to you. He won't come to a public event where the public can get in. So you're not going to talk to him one-on-one, but email him, text him. Say, we want you out. You betrayed the state. You betrayed the country. Say that. After a while, that builds up. It builds up. There's a really strange law in Georgia. The governor down there in the legislature, there's a dogfight right now in the legislature. They want to make daylight savings time permanent. Okay, well, you know, Arizona has just one set of time for some of it. Some states are split, like Indiana and Detroit. Parts of the state are daylight savings time and part Eastern time and Central time, and you don't know who you're talking to when. But the reasoning in Georgia to make daylight savings time permanent is this is, I'm not kidding, this is the Republican proposal which will pass. Quote, so criminals will have one less hour of darkness in the evening to commit their crimes. All right, look, let's be kind of blunt here. The reason for daylight savings time is, you don't want school kids standing in the dark in the morning. If you take away an hour of darkness in the evening, you add an hour of darkness in the morning. Criminals commit crimes in daylight and at night. This obsession with overstating things like daylight savings time is kind of sad and pathetic, quite frankly. Very sad and pathetic. States in general, we've limited going off daylight savings time. We don't go off till November now, and we come back in March. Knocked off a couple of months, but you have to think of factories. You have to think of people who have to use a lot of electricity if it's dark. And so the fact is that why don't you leave it to the experts and none of this crazy stuff in Georgia that somehow ties daylight savings time to crime, okay? Enough's enough. Enough's enough. Enough is enough. Okay. The Defense Department, and I was surprised to see this, has said that they are wary of Putin's claim that he'll withdraw troops from the Ukraine border by May 1. Putin lessened international tensions by saying that he will withdraw the troops, send them back to their home bases by May 1. May 1 is still about a week away, almost a week away. They're not back yet. And our Defense Department, I think very correctly, says we'll believe it when we see it. But they're staying on full alert with NATO, scrambling to intercept Russian planes that are flying over the Baltic with no flight pattern threatening civil aviation. That did happen. Amassing troops. Putin is in a bind. He has a bad economy, a non-performing economy. The economy of Russia is about the size of the economy of Italy, and there's no comparison, no comparison what's all in their size and their aspirations. But stay tuned. I think that the Defense Department is saying that to keep pressure on Putin. I think Putin will withdraw his forces, but it's a very welcome skepticism from the Defense Department. One of the lines, Wisco Paul, my friend, thanks for calling. By the way, you win a shirt today, Wisco Paul. We have all sizes. Give your address to Evan. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Hi, good morning, Matt. You can pass that shirt on to whoever calls next or whoever you would like. I just want to talk about India, what's going on in India this morning, well, the last week or so, with COVID here. I don't understand the whole deal, but a lot of people are dying. And then we come back to this country or even the state, and we have anti-vaxxers, and Republican Party is also mixed up in this. I just don't understand. You know, Matt, back when we were young, I'll just say I'm a little bit younger than you, but we had polio, and if we'd had people believing like this, God only knows where we would be. But anyway, if you look at India, I don't understand the whole thing, but how can people in this country not want to get a vaccine? I just don't understand it, because I don't know what's going on there, but a lot of people are not making it, and it's a pretty big deal. So that's with that. Thanks for taking my call, Matt. Have a great day.
Yeah, thanks, Wisco Paul. I think you really hit the nail on the head on that one, because India has about 1.3 billion people. China has 1.5 billion, roughly. And the reason why China's been more successful is they're absolutely autocratic. You know, they'll say to a city, you're going to stay home. Everybody stays home. No argument. Guy walks down the street, and the cops get him, beat the living hell out of him, and throw him in jail. You know, they take care of business in an autocratic communist way. India is a democracy. It's a huge democracy, 1.3 billion, many, many different ethnicities, languages, religions, and somehow they hold together. But if you look at India, I mean, my goodness, look at how crowded those big cities are. They're on the Ganges River. You know, they're like eight, you know, an eighth of an inch apart in the slums in Mumbai and all that. God bless them. I mean, it's amazing that they kept it out as they did. They're a little light on vaccine. We have plenty of vaccine, and I share your anger on this. I mean, in Milwaukee, we have the Wisconsin Convention Center. You know, no appointment necessary. You just walk in. You want a vaccine, and they'll set you up for the second one. They'll give it to you. They can give 4,000 shots a day. Right now, they're only giving 2,000 shots, and other people aren't showing up. So they're going, well, we're going to close it down. Can you imagine that? Close it down? Because people aren't going in. Well, part of it is people like Trump and Ron Johnson who say, you know, Trump actually got the vaccine in a sneaky fashion, didn't tell everybody. Ron Johnson claims he didn't get it because he had COVID. Just because you have COVID, you should get the vaccine because you can get it again, you can spread it. But here we have an abundance of vaccine. Joe Biden is going to set up a system of sending the surplus elsewhere, like to India. He's going to fully protect us. He's going to have plenty for us. But right now, Fauci and the rest of them are saying, well, we may not get to herd immunity because you need a certain percentage. And right now, 40 some odd percent of Republicans say they won't get it. Now, of course, their donors will get it. Anybody with, you know, an affluent Republican will get it. But what they're doing is they're misleading their base. And these are Americans. These are my friends, my acquaintances, my coworkers, some of my family. And they mislead them. And, you know, it's a sad, terrible thing. And it's on their heads. It is absolutely on their heads what they're doing. We're going to a break. The people are still on the line. Do not hang up. Do not hang up. There's a quick break. I will come back to you right on the lines in the order you called. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
From out of nowhere, Felina has found me, kissing my cheek as she kneels by my side.